Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here to take your calls about whatever you want. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson was telling us, for those of you just tuning in, about email and email accounts and couples' usage of them. Apparently, there's a fair amount of people who share email accounts. Not only that, but they share passwords and maybe share Facebook accounts. And then you were getting into more of just kind of how some people believe that electronic communications has improved their relationship.
Right. Well, a majority of couples, according to this Pew Research study, 74% said that the internet has a positive impact on their relationships. But that number, apparently, is on the decline. In 2005, 84% said that the internet was a good thing for their relationships. Similarly, the number of folks who said that technology had a negative effect on their relationships rose from 13% to 20%. Younger adults were likely to report having negative encounters through technology. Those aged 18 to 29 were far more likely to say that they've thought about how much time a partner was spending online. A quarter of all respondents said that they felt that their spouse or partner has been distracted by cell phones while they were spending time together.
Sure. Yeah, my wife hates this. If I happen to even check my smartphone for more than, you know, just the briefest of glances, it's going to be an issue if we're sitting down at a restaurant. Completely unacceptable to her.
Well, apparently that number jumps from 25% to 42% among the youngest couples surveyed, as well as busy folks such as parents, college graduates, and those with higher household incomes. As technology advances and workplaces increase their demands on employees, the nascent problems could grow, said Amanda Lenhart, who leads the Pew Project's work on teens, children, and families. As the project becomes more integrated, there are more ways for it to go wrong, more places to have points of tension, she said. We're totally listening, really. That's what the article says at the end. I just thought I'd read it.
So some people are saying technology has helped their relationship.
Sure.
But more people are saying...
Majority are saying technology is beneficial.
Oh, but I thought you said it was only 9%.
Maybe I missed 75% say that it's been had a positive impact. But 20% have said that it's caused problems. Hmm. So, I mean, it's some are saying, you know, it's helpful and causing problems at the same time. And the reason why I brought this story in is just because I thought... It seems crazy that there's so many people sharing an email account those numbers are so high, because to me, that seems really unhealthy. Maybe on the Facebook account, okay, if you're specifically doing that, or a website or a blog where you're both contributing, but an email account...
What's unhealthy about it? I mean, it seems
it's personal communication, and it seems like a serious lack of trust.
But wait a minute, wouldn't you have to have trust in order to allow somebody into your email account like that?
No, I think you would have to have not trust.
I don't get it. Why is that not? Why? What? How would you be lacking trust by allowing your partner?
Because why can't you
email?
Why can't you have two separate email accounts? You have to have a conjoined email account where
I think it could indicate what you're talking about, but I think likely what it indicates is just, you know, people not caring. They don't, you know, they're like, I'm not sending pictures to people around the internet. It's just easier for us to share it. I have a friend who does this, who shares the email account with his wife. He's not getting email from people who are sending him naked pictures and stuff like that.
But what about just, you know, normal business communication? It just seems disorganized and bizarre.
I see what you're saying.
Disorganized, I don't like it for the organizational aspect.
Okay, so I get what you're saying when you say it's a trust issue, because what you're saying is that, oh, well, you don't trust me, so you have to be in my email account.
Right.
I get what you're saying there.
Yeah,
on the other hand,
you better give me the password to your email account so I can make sure you're not cheating around or something. I don't even understand it. It's just bizarre.
On the other hand, that you could say that you do trust the person to have access to your email account and send emails with your name on them.
Sure. And that person who says that is probably has another email account which they use for all their download communication.
Certainly true.
Most likely. And I would guess that the person who's doing that is going to be the one who is more likely to have a secondary email account.
Like, sure, come on into my email.
Yeah,
you can read everything.
Because I think it's weird. It's so weird. Why are you sharing your email account? Just be...
I tend to agree. Look, I'm only defending this because some people do it and they're fine with it. It seems to work for them. But for me, I like the idea of having things separate. I don't even want to share a bank account with the person that I love because, well, things change and people change. And it's also likely that, you know, you might fall out of love with that person at some point in the future. And then if you've got everything all mixed together, it makes separating those things very, very difficult.
Well, I think that the people that have these accounts have no doubt in their mind that things aren't going to change. Like, they're just...
Well, but how many people in relationships have had no doubt that things are going to be great forever, and then things change?
Yeah, I tend to think... Well, you read that it was the people who had been in marriages for more than 10 years that were older. You get a better idea at that point whether or not this marriage is going to last or if it isn't. I mean, when you're divorcing after 20 years, you've been planning that divorce for a half a decade in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's coming and what's not, and you have the ability to sort of extricate yourself over time. I mean, you know, generally these things aren't surprises. That's the way I see it. But, I tend to think that it's better to have separate email accounts just for the rest of us in this world, because I really don't like it.
Well, I wonder if there's anyone out there listening who has this and wants to talk about their reasons. I don't know why my parents do it, but I would speculate it is this. My dad is more internet savvy than my mother, and so I'm guessing she's just kind of along for the ride and doesn't have an interest in having her own email account. It's like, oh, I'll just send email with your account.
Right.
And that's my guess as to why they share an account, but I imagine each couple has a different reason for it.
So I'd like to just, as a quick change of pace, or just strangely, I'm being my own caller to Free Talk Live. I have something I want to bring up along the technology lines that I don't think I need an article about it. I just want to talk about it with you guys and see what you think. So approved today, Comcast is buying Time Warner.
Yeah, that's huge.
Big news.
And what's really interesting is if there's not going to be any kind of antitrust litigation
Well, it's going to take up to a year to approve for the federal government.
But they've approved it. I mean,
it hasn't gone through yet.
Okay, so I heard
end of the year, supposedly.
Okay, I thought it was already approved. And so
it will be.
Sure.
I mean, it'll be approved.
Right, but if this is approved, then what's to stop? Okay, so next, you know, you would see, Sprint and T-Mobile merging, and DirecTV and Dish merging. What's to stop? If they're going to approve Comcast and Time Warner, what's to stop all these other mergers?
Well,
it's just kind of interesting to see all this kind of homogenization amongst these media companies.
Well, okay, so point of information, because of governments, because of local governments and franchise restrictions and that sort of thing, Time Warner and Comcast, I heard this statistic earlier today, they don't compete in any zip code anywhere because they are all given monopolies over a given territory.
Right.
So essentially, you know, it doesn't actually mean there are going to be fewer choices.
Right.
There's already only one cable choice wherever you are.
Exactly.
It just means there's going to be one company instead of two companies. And for me, I'm excited about it because Comcast is a better, in my opinion, provider of broadband than Time Warner as far as the amount of megabits per second that you get. I know that Comcast here in this area, in the Keene area, they don't have Keene. It's a Time Warner's in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
But Comcast is just to the north of here. There's a little town called Gilsum that actually has Comcast.
Really?
You can get 100 megabits downstream from Comcast, and Time Warner only offers 50. So, and you know, it's like the same price point. So for me, I'm like, all right, let's get this thing done so we can upgrade the internet.
Right. Nice.
So, I don't know. Maybe it won't pan out like that, but I'm expecting it to. And
hopefully.
I'm told, Comcast charges less for their business class accounts as well. We pay $230 a month for our business connection here at Free Talk Live. If that can come down, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like monopolies, but let's not call this a monopoly. It may be a monopoly on copper that runs along poles, but it's by no means a monopoly on television.
No, that's true. But I mean, it could get more monopolistic if, you know, there's only especially if this is approved and then DirecTV and Dish merge to compete. Yeah,
but I mean, how many people are switching to Amazon Prime and Netflix and watching all their TV there?
That's where I'm at.
More on the way here in moments. You can share your thoughts on this or whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got archives going back for years. You can click, you can download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. You just go to freetalklive.com and there they are. Right there at the top, the last 7 days worth. Then you can click into the archive section to go back even further or grab them from our SoundCloud page. Whatever way works best for you. They're all free at freetalklive.com.
$6shirts.com is takes Bitcoins. Now, they don't just take Bitcoins like lots of businesses take Bitcoins. They take them in and convert them immediately to dollars. They're Bitcoin believers. They want to be the T-shirt supplier of the Bitcoin economy. And they're in the right position to do it. They are one of the top three major distributors of T-shirts online. I mean, they're one of the ones that you're seeing flashing by. They've got a new T-shirt design every single day. It's crazy. I'm just looking here at the new one for today. It's a Cheshire Cat, and it says, "We're all mad here," you know, quote from Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, I mean, everybody likes something different. I think it's very interesting. I like the one that has the three stormtroopers lined up looking skyward that says support the troops. I got that one recently. Really enjoyed that one. And there's lots of them. You can go and scroll through the designs there. There's lots of interesting designs at $6shirts.com. If you get 10 at once, they're $5 shirts, if you could believe that. So go check them out. Every Bitcoin, let's see.
Hey, you didn't update your copy.
Right.
So there's new news about the Bitcoin hat. The old deal was that every Bitcoin order would get the Bitcoin trucker hat.
Yeah.
But I think they've had so many Bitcoin orders, they're having trouble keeping the trucker hats in stock. I don't know what the reason is, but they have now made it so that if you want the free Bitcoin trucker hat, you can still get it. You just have to type in the promo code FTL when you're checking out. So you know normally when you check out on a website, you have the option to add in a promo code. So you just type that in, that will get you the free Bitcoin trucker hat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
At $6shirts.com. Great stuff, by the way. I've enjoyed their shirts, and I like the fact that there's always fresh designs. And Johnson's a graphic designer. I mean, the idea that you'd be adding a design every single day to a shirts website, that's pretty serious, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially, it depends on how you're doing the printing process. But, you know, if you're doing like some of the new printing processes, you can just spray directly onto the shirt.
I'm not sure.
Those printers, I think that thermal transfers, that kind of stuff.
They basically make every shirt to order, as I understand it. Basically, when the orders go out, that they've got such a large team of people that they're not keeping each one of these shirts and each one of these sizes in stock.
It's called DTG printing. It's direct to garment printing is how they're able to do that kind of one-off stuff. Is screen printing
the cost down too, which is awesome.
Yeah. With screen printing, you got to set up screens, you got to set up four color process. You've got more ink that goes on the actual product, and in that case, I mean, because of the screen setup times and fees, you've got to print a minimum order of product. You can't just print one. You've got to print several.
So big Bitcoin news, and it could very well be affecting the price of Bitcoin. The current price at BitcoinAverage.com, global price is $593 per Bitcoin. That's the lowest price I've seen in recent memory.
A couple seconds ago, it was $587. Let me see. I had that Bitcoin average up.
Yeah, it's back up a little bit.
They've been hacked, and they, according to Forbes, there's a kind of a rundown here, and I also had pulled up the statement from the head, the boss man over at Silk Road 2.0 as well. But according to Andy Greenberg over at Forbes.com, the same bug that has plagued several of the biggest players in the Bitcoin economy may have just bitten the Silk Road. On Thursday, and that's today, one of the recently reincarnated drug-selling black market sites administrators posted a long announcement to the Silk Road 2.0 forums, admitting the site had been hacked by one of its sellers, and its reserve of Bitcoins belonging to both the users and the site itself had been stolen. The admin, who goes by the name DEFCON, blamed the same transaction malleability bug in the Bitcoin protocol that led to several of the cryptocurrency's exchanges halting withdrawals in the previous week. His post says, "I'm sweating as I write this. I must utter words all too familiar to this scarred community. We have been hacked," wrote DEFCON. "Our initial investigations indicate that a vendor exploited a recently discovered vulnerability known as the transaction malleability to repeatedly withdraw coins from our system until it was completely empty." Just how many Bitcoins were stolen wasn't said in the post, although it listed a series of Bitcoin addresses that the Silk Road administrators believed to have been involved in the heist. These transactions seem to point to a single Bitcoin address that contains 58,800 coins.
Wow.
Worth currently more than $36.1 million at current exchange rates.
There's an update to that.
Okay. Oh, and that's coming up next. But tracing Bitcoin pseudo-anonymous transactions is always tricky. Other estimates range from 41,000 coins by a Silk Road user and 88,000 by another Bitcoin news site. Update to the story. Nicholas Weaver, a researcher at the International Computer Science Institute, estimates the total theft of Silk Road's Bitcoins at a much lower number, just 4,400 or so coins.
That's a lot of coins.
Worth around $2.6 million. Based on the Silk Road's data about the attack, the site staff point to three possible attackers, two in Australia and one in France. Stop at nothing to bring this person to your own definition of justice, writes the administrator at Silk Road.
When they're talking like that at Silk Road, that really disturbs me. I mean, I've got to say that this is the kind of action that could truly get you killed.
Stealing money from the Silk Road?
Yeah, stealing money from the sort of people that are, you know, on the Silk Road. There's a lot of people who've been stolen from.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of these people are extraordinarily tech savvy. You know, I don't know how it works to go through the interwebs and figure out how somebody, who somebody is, doxing them or whatever. But I've seen people do amazing stuff in this arena. So if they can find out who you are, all they need is a little bit of information. They find out who you are. Then with Bitcoin, it's, you know, sending out a hitman is a relatively easy thing to do. And one can do it quite anonymously. It's not as dangerous as sending out a hitman in real life with dollars.
Right, and there's actually even a website out there, and I forget what it's called at the moment, on the darknet on Tor that uses bitcoins to basically put up bounties on people's heads for assassination.
Yeah.
It's called Assassination Market now.
Whenever I dramatize this in my head, I just am thinking, like, Jesse, you think you can steal bitcoins from me? I'm the one who knocks.
Is that some movie that
it's
I don't
a reference to
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
I just imagine that if Breaking Bad were on air today, that they would be covering Bitcoin without question. That there would be some sort of
reference,
you know, some references to Bitcoin in that show. And just, you know, anytime you think, I mean, with these type of people and the people who are in the drug market economy, I mean, Breaking Bad, I think, is probably not incredibly far off from, you know, of what some of these people are like in reality.
So it's been a tough 4 months for the Silk Road. The world's, for those that don't know what we're talking about here, the Silk Road is the world's premier drug market, basically a legal black market. There are more than drugs are sold on Silk Road. You could sell legal things, and some legal things are sold on
Silk
Road.
Some people do.
But you know, it's known for selling drugs. And back in October, the initial Silk Road, which had run for 2 years, was taken out by the FBI. The guy who they accuse of running the operation is currently locked up in a jail cell waiting trial. And then the Silk Road came back a month later as Silk Road 2.0. Since then, three of the admins from the original Silk Road have been arrested. They were admins on the new Silk Road. They're now in jail. There's also, and actually I haven't heard updates on their cases, so I don't know what's going on with them. But then the Dread Pirate Roberts, the new operator of Silk Road 2.0, jumped ship at that point. And we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all kinds of features. We've got the news updates that will keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email. There's also Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Email updates will be only the most critical about the show, whereas Facebook, Google+, and Twitter will be stuff during the show, during the day, news items, things we think are interesting, questions we have to ask, maybe want your responses, your feedback. So you can follow us in whatever way you prefer. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 5th and 6th. Ian, you and I are going to be there. It's going to be exciting.
So cool.
Not just you and I, but important folks like Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King, Jeff Berwick, Chris Odom. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch one of his videos, but Chris Odom is the odd combination of one of these technical geniuses that can actually speak and explain things to people. It's really, really amazing to see him. I thought he was, for me, I didn't know that much about him before the Miami Bitcoin Conference, and I really found what he had to say impressive, and I thought he was great. Our own Stephanie Murphy, Brian Sovereign are going to be there. Paul Snow, I think it's going to be a great event. And there's going to be 3 tracks. At any given time, you'll be able to see speeches from 3 different people. Now, and each of these tracks sort of focuses on, different aspects of Bitcoin. And I think it's going to be really exciting. There's going to be several big announcements at this event, and it's going to be quite a large event. So there's going to be a hackathon where big-moneyed Bitcoin entrepreneurs are waiting to sweep up all the hackathon stars. Jobs will be offered. I can tell you, one thing that really is happening in the Bitcoin community is people with money are looking for Bitcoin businesses to buy. Bitcoin businesses are looking for computer people to hire. I'm sorry, I don't know what all these terms are and what kind of skill sets one has to have to do these things, but the people that do have the skill sets likely know what I'm talking about.
Well, I know that just within the last week, I've sent emails to two companies that I normally, you know, that I've done business with a couple times. One of them's Broadcast Supply World, which is kind of a big radio broadcast equipment supplier, and I asked them, are they going to start taking Bitcoin? Because there's a couple things I'd like for the studio to upgrade, and I'd rather pay with Bitcoin, and he did say that they were looking into
it. Everybody I've talked to recently has said the same thing. Oh, yeah, we're looking into that. How'd
I just talked to a lawyer recently who I did some business with, and I asked him if I could pay with Bitcoin. He said not yet, but he's also interested in accepting them.
Interesting.
So there you go. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now, March 5th and 6th. TexasBitconference.com.
Look, just because the Silk Road has been hacked doesn't mean Bitcoin is over with.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
The last time Silk Road was taken down, back in October of 2013, there was a dip in the price of Bitcoin, and it came up with, I think, within a day, if I'm not if I'm recalling correctly. So the price is down right now. Is it because of the Silk Road, or is it because there's this a bigger issue, this so-called malleability issue, which I don't know what that is.
Well,
is it actually a bug in Bitcoin, or is it something else?
Well, it's part of the nature of Bitcoin, I think, is probably the best way to describe it, and it's something that you need to account for. This has been known since 2011. It's not a surprise to people who are in the Bitcoin community, but some businesses haven't been taking this aspect of Bitcoin into account. It does not allow anybody to spend anybody else's Bitcoins, but it kind of camouflages transactions so that people will spend will send money again. So, I'm sorry. So imagine for a second that Silk Road 2.0 owes you a Bitcoin, Ian. Okay. And you can then hide the fact that it sent you a Bitcoin, so it automatically sends you another Bitcoin. And then you hide it, and it automatically sends you another Bitcoin. And again, and again, and again, over
Why
and over again.
Why would it automatically do that?
I don't know, Ian. I'm not a computer guy. I'm only telling you how it works the best way I understand.
And they haven't fixed this bug in 2 years.
Who's they?
The Bitcoin people.
It's not a Bitcoin bug! It is a website bug. You need to understand how to use the currency you're going to accept if you're going to accept that currency. So
you're saying it's a problem with the system that's using Bitcoin, not Bitcoin itself.
Well, it's the nature of Bitcoin. That's why I refuse to call it a bug.
Okay. Yeah, right. So, I have not done any research into this.
You obviously
know more
than I do about it. You probably know more than I do
about it.
Some people call it a bug. Some people,
so what you're saying was that the Silk Road had a bug that was exploited, and also apparently Mt. Gox had the similar bug that, that's from what I heard.
I couldn't say as far as Mt. Gox goes. I mean, Mt. Gox, I wouldn't trust anything they said, frankly. I mean, that place is a disaster.
Well, people aren't trusting what the Silk Road's admin is saying here. DEF CON over on the Silk Road servers wrote a lengthy apology. I think it was yesterday when he did that, but according to the story at Forbes, Silk Road's users predictably didn't take the announcement at face value, and many instead suspect that the site staff have used the transaction malleability bug as a scapegoat to cover their own incompetence. The site has been plagued with more pedestrian bugs since launching in November, or even that they've run off with the users' bitcoins themselves, as some have suggested. Transaction malleability, after all, has been a known issue with Bitcoin for 2 years, and is described by most Bitcoin security experts as more of a major nuisance than a real threat that would allow funds to be stolen. So I'm guessing that sites that know what they're doing, like, say, blockchain.info, this malleability thing is not a concern?
That's right.
Okay. Something's not correct. The bug can't be made responsible if bitcoins are missing now, writes one user named Pathfinder. Oh, this is rich, writes another user. How many users called for the shutdown of SR2, Silk Road 2, to fix the problems? They were ignored. Admins did this, not some vendor. DEF CON denied those accusations, but took full responsibility for allowing the theft. He says, I didn't run with the gold. I have failed you as a leader and am completely devastated by today's discoveries. It is a crushing blow. I cannot find the words to express how deeply I want this movement to be safe from the very threats I just watched materialize during my watch. The hack is just the latest, says Forbes, in a series of mishaps, crackdowns, and scams that have roiled the dark web drug market since the shutdown of the original Silk Road anonymous drug site by the FBI in October. Among more than half of among the more than half dozen sites that have sprouted up to pick up Silk Road's lucrative stream of Bitcoin-based drug transactions, at least three have run off with the users' funds, and two have shut down after being hacked. Several drug site administrators have also been arrested, including three former Silk Road staffers and five men in the Netherlands and Germany who launched their Silk Road copycat Utopia earlier this month. Amidst that chaos, the relaunched Silk Road has been perhaps the most stable and popular marketplace for drugs and other contraband, with over 13,000 product listings at last count. Although right now you can't get into the site, they've locked it down for a period of a day or two while they try to figure out what went wrong. And, presuming it wasn't the administrators themselves who are just basically stealing from all the site's users.
Right.
According to the story here, and its hacking and sudden bankruptcy shakes the anonymous e-commerce community more than any of those other dark web eruptions. While some Silk Road users wrote on the site's forums they plan to take their business to other marketplaces like Pandora and Agora, others declared the Silk Road model altogether to be dead. All the sites currently keep users' bitcoins in escrow before a transaction is complete to prevent fraud, a model that often allows the funds to be stolen and seized. Now, that's one question that has not been answered yet. There was at least not that I've seen. I haven't looked into this. I'm on the Silk Road forums at the moment and kind of reading through some of their posts. But one question that a user had on the Silk Road forums was, did the hackers only get the money in escrow, or did they get access to all of the different accounts and the balances in each account? Because the way the Silk Road works is you put bitcoins into your account.
Well, if it was using the malleability bug, we know we have an answer to that, because it's actually, they wouldn't have actual access to any of the accounts. It's just bouncing the bitcoins that are involved in current transactions.
So what you're saying is you think it's the escrow?
If it's the malleability bug. No. I'm saying it's not, well, not necessarily escrow. It was what Mark was saying, the automatic sending back of the bitcoins to.
Right, but if there's money just sitting in an account, nothing's been sent anywhere.
Right.
So what I wanted to explain was the way Silk Road works is you deposit Bitcoin into an account, and then when you buy something, drugs or whatever, you buy it, and then you have to deposit the money from your account into an escrow account where it's then held until the transaction is complete, then finally released to the seller.
Right.
So the question is, where did the funds get taken from?
Okay, good point.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you tonight, Ian here,
and Johnson,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. If you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on the show, please share us with other people. Share your favorite episode from the last week on your Facebook profile. Maybe talk to your friends and family about Free Talk Live. Call your local talk radio station if we're not on the air there and ask them real nicely. Ask the program director to add the show. Anybody that you can tell us about, we sure do appreciate it. If you'd like, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got handy tools like flyers you can print out and other useful ideas to spread the concept of Free Talk Live to other ears. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more.
So I talk about Buzzbox Coffee on a pretty regular basis here on the show. Often tell you about how it is, it's completely organic. It's shade grown. What's that?
Shade grown.
Shade grown. Top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Arabica grade, indeed. And I also tell you about how you can change people's lives by one cup at a time by drinking Buzzbox Coffee, because they create a coffee co-op, and we are helping people to get these micro loans so that they can buy into the co-op, and they'll then sell their coffee to Buzzbox, and it creates a situation where they can break the generational chains of poverty. But I found out something interesting today about Buzzbox Coffee. For those of you who have, like, the Keurig one cup at a time brewers or something like that, the Keurig C cups, I'm not exactly sure, but I've seen them, and I think they're very interesting, but I don't use one. I just have a regular drip coffee maker. Something like Buzzbox is also great for a French press, for these I guess the French press is the best way to get flavor out. But the Keurigs have this little insert. And if you get the Buzzbox and you get it fine ground, you can use the Keurig insert and not have to pay all that money for the Keurig coffee things. It's actually a savings. Buzzbox coffee is as good, if not better, than the Keurig coffee. I venture to say it's better, just my opinion. And it's a significant savings over what you're doing there. So anyway, you can get your first free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you go there, you fill out the subscription form, we'll send you the first pound free. You can cancel if you don't like it, but then after that you'll start getting follow-up pounds of coffee, and all your coffee problems are taken care of at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Actually, I get excited every time you mention the shade-grown being lower acidity coffee.
Yes.
You know, every time you mention that, because I'm growing my own coffee tree.
Really?
So, yeah, I've got my own coffee tree in a pot. They work as houseplants if you've grown a Arabica tree. And, you know, it's struggling. I mean, it was growing or whatever this winter here. You know, I kind of keep my blinds closed a lot. I kind of live like a vampire.
Yeah, that's not going to be good for a plant.
No, it's not good for any plant. And I try to keep my office so that the sunlight comes in and that the tree gets some light in the morning. But
there's some grow lights, man.
I really need to get a grow light. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to change the tree to hydroponics after it's been living healthily in soil for 4 years.
Good point.
But, you know, it's...
You can still use lights even if it lives in soil.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It doesn't matter the medium.
I need to get, actually, a couple grow lights because I've got, stuff in my front window as well.
Well, don't they have LED grow lights now?
They do. And they have, the purple ones or whatever. But the white ones look nice. I actually have some neighbor. You know, I live in a condo complex, and I have some neighbors that have plants in their front windows. And I love... He's like garden going by the neighbors. It's like, wow, that looks like a jungle in her front window.
So we've been talking about the Bitcoin. I guess the Silk Road has been hacked, apparently. We don't know what the total take has been, how many people have lost money, but it appears to be in the millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin at the very minimum.
Estimates are 2.6 million. And
at the
way
minimum.
Up.
And so, you know, we'll know more about that as time goes on. It brings up this question of transaction malleability. There's a lengthy article at Coindesk.com that I've just linked to on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter about what is transaction malleability. What does it mean? In the end, they say here that the question, so is the Bitcoin world ending? Are we facing a cryptocalypse? It's an irritation, but little more. There are bugs in most software products, but not all bugs are created equal. Some are critical, show-stopping errors, and some aren't. These aren't, and Bitcoin is not broken. The core basics of Bitcoin, the decentralized way in which lots of computers work together to make decisions about transactions, still works.
So, Ian, how would I want to just interject here, because you posted to the Free Talk Live Facebook recently about you had an interview on another show on another station.
Yes, WAVH, our affiliate in Mobile.
Right. And you specifically said to that guy, listening to this interview, and you specifically told him, he asked, you know, what if Bitcoin, what if it gets hacked? And you specifically said, oh, Bitcoin can't be hacked. And I would think that someone, you know, at his level of experience with Bitcoin would see this and go, well, Bitcoin was just hacked. You know, and how would you address that to somebody who doesn't understand Bitcoin? And, you know, how would you answer them, you know, somebody who goes, well, this certainly looks like Bitcoin was just hacked.
Well, the site Silk Road was hacked, but Bitcoin itself is not. If you're using the official client, this isn't an issue, from what I understand.
Well, also, that's why I was using the terminology, this isn't a bug, this is the nature of Bitcoin. It's something I think that should be addressed in the Bitcoin software if they can address it, mm-hmm. but if they can't, it's still... something that any business that's accepting Bitcoin needs to take into account, not just accepting Bitcoin, but actually doing business in Bitcoin is really more the issue, because if you just accept it, it really wouldn't be an issue. But, you know, many of the big companies, you don't see blockchain isn't having this problem.
Right. It says here this issue was fixed in the 0.8 version of the reference client.
Okay.
So, I mean, again, this is apparently a problem with code on other people's websites,
right.
I guess.
I guess if I were to make, like, a physical analogy to it, probably, it would be like if you were in a regular financial situation, if someone discovered a new way to defraud, like, people at cash registers or bank tellers or something like that, like, mm-hmm. where you do, like, there's a scam known as, like, where you, like, give back the wrong amount of change, where you, like, give back, like, and I don't know how it works off the top of my head, but where you give, like, you give a 20, and then the person hands it, you know, you say, oh, wait, you know what, hand me back that 20, and then you hand them, like, 5 and some 1s and 10s, and
you're kind of misdirecting
people. You misdirect and count, and then you end up with more money than you started with.
It happened to me when I was working the register back when I was a teenager.
Sure.
I thought I had it handled. I knew what was going on, but I still couldn't stop it.
Sure. So it's like a little math trick, and that can be used to scam people. And so how does a business prevent that? Well, they educate people, and they patch the system by, you know, making sure that their tellers are aware and making sure to kind of keep an eye on their cashiers and tellers and whatnot. So this is kind of like the same kind of a thing, but with the Bitcoin network, right? Where It's similar in that way because it's not really a problem with Bitcoin, but it's a problem with all the people that are handling Bitcoin.
Right.
Or not all the people that are handling Bitcoin, but a lot of the major players that have been handling Bitcoin haven't trained their staff being a website.
in this case, the programmers. Know? Let's go to Robert listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say about the whole masking Bitcoin so that you could get more and more of Bitcoins. I have to say, that sounds like you could rip people off if you just mask it and then keep getting more and more of them. Sounds like it could be like a scam or something.
Well, no, it's not as easy as you might make it sound here. You can't do that with good software. So again, the problem is on the end of the people using software. So there was a bug within the Silk Road. If we take their word for what went wrong there, but it's not a problem if you're using, say, blockchain.info. It's not a problem if you're using the official Bitcoin client, which is what I use on my computer here. So really, this seems like a non-issue for the supermajority of people using Bitcoin. Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, John. Hey. I just wanted to call in and ask Johnson know if he knows about the halvening.
The what?
What?
In the Dogecoin or Doggycoin.
The what?
I have not heard of the halvening in the Dogecoin.
Halvening? Like having? Like H-A-L-F? Half?
Correct.
Okay. What is it?
Apparently, it's when the profit per block is cut in half. And I was trying to get a mining rig set up just in time, but I failed. And apparently, if you run your graphics card and you don't have any controls on how hot it gets, it shuts down automatically to prevent damage.
Right.
What you're talking about is Dogecoin, which is an altcoin competitor to Bitcoin, although there's dozens of these altcoins. The Dogecoin was created as a joke and has become actually relatively popular amongst the altcoins. It's based on a meme, the Doge meme, and it's one of dozens and dozens of altcoins, all of which are not accepted in any meaningful way by anyone and essentially are nothing more than experiments in speculation markets. I mean, essentially, Bitcoin's the only legitimate one because it's actually usable. You can actually buy real things with it. And thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. What's
that? Bitcoin's going up pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, but what can you buy with it?
I don't know.
No, nothing.
Bitcoin, maybe?
Yeah, I guess you could do that. But we'll come back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll put the details on the Silk Road hack on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter for those of you who'd like to dig in further into that. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
Maybe
in the meantime, later.
Wow.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.